Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Stories, lively and direct from the production studios at community radio station KHMB, 100.9 FM and 1710 AM. This podcast is a collection of news stories from CoastSideNews.com, publishers of the Half Moon Bay Review and the Pacifica Tribune. This podcast is a collaboration between the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, Coastside News, and KHMB Radio. I'm David Gorn. So this is podcast number 20 for us. Nice, big, round, even number. And it's kind of apt somehow that we're starting a new year with our 20th podcast. Oh, wait, before I forget, we are very happy to be sponsored by the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. Now, I don't know if you know about the speaker series at Oddfellows Hall in downtown Half Moon Bay. I recently started moderating some of the talks there. Anyway, the new year is starting out with a talk about jobs on the coastside. That happens tomorrow night. That is Thursday, January 15th. A guy named Peter Hartzell is talking about training for specialized jobs and something he calls the job skills gap. That is, there are some jobs that pay well, that need trained people, but for various reasons, it's hard to get training for those jobs. Hartzell is a vocational education consultant, and that means he analyzes job trends and how we might bridge the gap and help people find training and help employers find more skilled workers. Peter Hartzell, hello.
Hello. Thank you, David.
So I have to tell you, just to be real here, to some people, the words vocational education make their eyes glaze over. So you have to tell me why it's so important. Why does vocational education matter?
Well, let's step back for a second and just look at the overall picture. We've got an economy that has a big disparity between those who are making a ton of money and those who are really struggling to make ends meet. And traditionally, we've looked at it in terms of, hey, if you get a college degree, if you get a four-year college degree, you're set. You're going to be okay. You're going to maybe make more money than your parents, and it's part of the American dream. Well, what about the other, you know, two-thirds of our population for whom a four-year college degree isn't necessarily going to happen? What are their alternatives? And that becomes even more intense when you look at the greater San Francisco Bay Area and the cost of living here. So that's kind of the framework, and then we'll get to the vocation.
Well, and I did worry in the back of my mind when I finished graduating from college, and I thought, what am I going to do with this 14th century Italian literature degree?
Yeah, beautiful.
So I also know we're looking at a new jobs landscape out there because of artificial intelligence. I worry for my children. It is really looking like AI is going to make a lot of jobs obsolete, and that adds to this problem.
You know, it is a very, very big question. What's going to happen to the nature of work in the world and certainly in the United States and no less in the Bay Area? That said, I think the skills of an individual of planning and executing on their career path won't change a lot between what we're used to for generations and what we're going to need in the next 30, 50 years.
Okay, so tell me about the skills gap. So you first got interested in the skills gap idea when you ran a business in San Carlos that installed automatic gate systems.
Right.
So what did you see there?
So my employees in that company, I had 16 technicians, amazing group of people. None of them had a college degree. All of them were making a good salary with my company, you know, $70,000 at the time, plus healthcare, plus 401k. So they were doing really pretty well. What I was surprised was that I wasn't finding anyone who was in their 20s or 30s wanting that job with my company. All my employees were 40, 50, even 60-year-olds. And it made me realize this gap. The gap between employers like me who are looking for qualified employees with a long-term promise and those types of employees in high school, but they weren't getting the skill set or weren't aware of the jobs I had. So that became what I called.
So you're saying it was more of a, these are specialized skills that you're not picking up in high school or college.
I think going back to
even vocational training.
Exactly. But going back to your vocational question, you know, it's not most high school students, unless their parents were in the trade somehow or they were already doing this, weren't learning those types of electromechanical skills and even customer service and, you know, going and doing these types of jobs. And they certainly weren't being encouraged to consider exploring those. The drumbeat message, and it still exists today, is college for all. And the idea of every high school that, you know, most high schools, and we can talk about Half Moon Bay, which is a little bit different, but most high schools are drumbeating in their students. It's all about getting into college. To the extent that that student makes it into college after high school, whether it's a community college or four-year or whatever, I think most high schools are saying, okay, victory, we've done our job. But in fact, that College for All is doing a disservice to looking for alternative pathways. Maybe college will come for an individual, but maybe it's five or more years after they graduate from high school, after they learn some real skills, have some jobs, and figure out what is it that they really want to go to college for, and make that part of their career progression.
So aren't the junior colleges, I know CSM, for instance, sure, has a lot more vocational training than they used to have. Isn't that where the gap can be bridged?
Absolutely. There is a role, and the community colleges can fill that role. I think that's part of what is a very balkanized set of solutions that exist today. There's good examples, whether it's the community colleges or whether it's job train and kind of vocational training programs. There's apprenticeships that exist. There are various possible solutions. The skills gap is the fact that when you look at the bigger picture, most employers are having a hard time finding the employees they want, and most students who are looking for a job with a career path, not just a job, but something with a career path, are having a hard time finding them. And that's really the puzzle. What can we do to help strengthen those alternatives, one of which certainly is community colleges?
Well, and if employers want a certain skill set, can't they hire someone they like and train them?
I think a decade or two ago, it was assumed that most people only had high school degrees and most employers had the responsibility of training them. And there was a contract, often unwritten, but there was a general contract between the employer and that employee for a long-term engagement.
That's what apprenticeships are.
That's what apprenticeships are. And even many traditional jobs, it was assumed that once you were employed, you would be there for a long time. That contract went out the window probably in the 80s. And so we've had now, you know, 30, 40 years of employers not often investing in their employees.
Okay. So we have laid out just how awful it is. AI is taking over. The employers are not really invested in their employees as much. There is a huge gap between the people who make a lot of money and the people who make almost no money. So give me some happy news, please.
What's going on at Half Moon Bay High School with their CTE, Career Technical Education Programs, is fantastic. What's going on with Job Train, which does career training, but also just career counseling. And there's some good examples we'll see from there. What's going on at Renaissance Center, which is a local Bay Area organization that has an office here in Half Moon Bay that is focusing on training people to be entrepreneurs of their own small businesses. And this is exciting for anyone who has that predilection, but it's also important for people who may not be documented and for whom that may be their best way to sustain their families.
Okay, so if you needed to just get one point across about the skills gap, this vocational training, what would that be?
What's more important than having a society where everyone sees a promise of economic, sustainable life? We owe it to our fellow neighbors to have that promise.
So I think you're talking about directing people toward learning a skill or identifying a niche market and setting up a small business to address that.
I think there's no single answer to what's the right path for an individual. I think the takeaway would be one needs support and mentors, and that could be friends, that could be employers, that could be an apprentice system, it might be a teacher. That needs to be in place, and a community like Half Moon Bay should recognize that, and everyone who has the capacity lean into finding ways they can support. It could be in nursing, it could be in construction, it could be in welding, it could be in, you know, horticulture, it could be a small business owner. There are many possibilities. it's a combination of the community being there in support and the individuals having the ability, the motivation, and a little bit of a roadmap to help them get there.
Thank you, Peter Hartzell. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. This was a treat.
That is a wrap of a slightly abbreviated New Year version of Our Stories. Thanks again to our sponsor for this podcast, the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. And of course, thank you to Coastside News publisher Emma Spaeth. Thanks as always to KHMB Radio General Manager Jim Henderson and Engineer Jay Michaels. Thanks to other Coastside News editors and to Peter Finch and the Coastside Literary Arts Movement for the support. And we will do it again on Wednesday at 6 p.m. on KHMB Radio, on the Coastside News website, on Spotify, and other apps. Check out some of our podcasts and get your ears involved in the news of the Coastside. Thanks again for listening. Adios.